This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, truly, thank you for being with me. Thank you for hanging out with us. Thank you for getting involved in the conversation. Tonight. Today. Evan Say is going to join me after the break. Just about the crazy stuff going on around us. It truly is just never ending, isn't it? If you feel the same way I do, I'm always amazed, and I mean always. I'm amazed at how the left, and I do mean the left again. I want to stop saying that all Democrats are whacked. I know some good Democrats, and you know some too. Look at, there's a lot after a period of time when they start to see the realities of what's happening. They joined the walk-away movement. You're not going to draw them in to see what you're doing if you keep calling them whack jobs. Now, if you want to talk about the far left and their uselessness, I'm good with that. Because a lot of them are useless. And some of the stories that you guys are sending me, I think are wonderful. We've got, and the California surplus. That makes me crazy, too. They keep talking that the California has a surplus. They don't have a surplus. College officials say that tall guys asking short girls. I screwed that one up earlier, but tall guys asking short girls out on a date is sexual misconduct. Although I can't quite figure out why. Oh, no. I don't know why that is so crazy wrong, right? And if you're driving, just be careful. Maintain your composure. Right? You think about today's bizarre world, about the college crazies that are going on, and how they bend these rules, they bend these minds to swallow this nonsense. One college official has made it seem like being a tall male who asks a shorter female on a date should be considered sexual misconduct simply because the man has a larger physical appearance. There's nothing to do whether the man actually likes the woman. That doesn't count. It's just another liberal way to turn the non-victim into a victim and paint men as sexual predators. It's disgusting. Right? You can't like somebody shorter than you? This comes from the University of Missouri, who goes by the popular nickname of Mizzou, right? With all the stories we've done on them in the last year, we should call them Misery. Truly call them Misery. Misery University. And who reportedly suffer lower enrollment rates after a professor threatened a student journalist. Now, it was an official at Missouri University who suggested during a deposition that a male student who was physically larger than a female student, who, you know, by asking them out, he violated the school's Title IX policy because the physical size gave him power over her. They're talking about the size of a male who might be taller than the woman. Sometimes the male can't control. The woman can't control her height. I mean, think about this. So again, we're back to the things that are out of your control. All of a sudden, they're a bad thing. Like, you know, all white people are bad. Asking girls out on a date, it's just nasty. And a terrible, according to this, and a terrible thing to do. See, I don't get this. And if you're sending your kids to this college, if you're paying 5 cents for them going to this college, shame on you. Some people in society have taken us from men being gentlemen, working up the courage to ask a fine lady on a date, to now telling the man he's committing sexual misconduct if he asks a girl on a date and he's too tall for her. Isn't this kind of harassment? I think so. Now, the Daily Wire previously reported on a case in July of the male student, whom the Daily Wire will refer to as John Doe, asked out a female fitness instructor who will be identified as Jane Roe. She said that she was busy, but discussed with him possibility of going out later that month. Right? 2 days later, she told him to stop making romantic advances towards her. Now, this is how he got in trouble. If you don't want to go out with the guy, just say no. Sorry, not interested. I don't like tall guys. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with us being just being honest with each other anymore? Is that got out of style or something? No, apparently yes. And maybe I can fit this one too. This is sicker than sick. The American Psychological Association, their latest guidelines suggest that parents are playing with fire when they instill boys with traditional masculinity. Turn off those icons. You know, no Sylvester Stallone movies anymore, right? No more Arnold, you're done. No more Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. Maybe go down the whole list. Start all the way back in my day with the Rifleman. Remember Chuck Connors? Those all have to go away. Right? Because the stoicism, the competitiveness, the dominance, the aggression, it's all harmful for boys. APA's new guidelines for psychological practice with boys and men strive to recognize and address these problems in boys and men while still remaining sensitive to the field's androcentric past. Now, they've been working on this process for 13 years. They've been working on this program for 13 years. They claim that they draw from 40 years of research showing that traditional masculinity in is psychologically harmful, and that socializing boys to suppress their emotions cause damage. I don't think I ever told my boys that they couldn't cry. Unless it was something stupid. Like there wasn't enough pizza left for them or something like that. Other than that, you want to talk about fake news? This is fake news. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. I'll be back in a few minutes with Evan Say It. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin right. While it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product. within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars.
We are back. Would you fight for this country? I think that's a pretty simple question. I'm Joe Sin, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just, I know, you know what, you'll have more fun with him than me. That's all I'm going to say. Okay, listen, I am bringing on one of my favorite people. He doesn't come on enough. I know, you know, he goes to bed really early, so it's hard to get him on the show. So anyhow, Evan Sayet joins me. Always enjoy the time that he spends with me. Live from Vegas, I hear you speaking at the Elvis Presley birthday party tonight, all 721 of them, or something like that.
Well,
absolutely not only speaking at it, but doing some stand-up. Thing is, I had no idea until now that Elvis was Asian.
Well, yeah, I can't even go. I don't even know what he...
Oh, wait a second. Wait. I see him now. He's black.
Well, did you see that movie where you had, what was the Jumping Elvises, whatever, they were all coming out of the plane at one time?
I remember. I think it was Nicolas Cage. Yep.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And well, listen, they found a part for him. What can I say? I don't know what to tell you. But that was, I always thought it was interesting. I go there. I never knew they have Elvis impersonators that show him in his large days and some that show him in his more trim days or what have you. And you're right. He's,
well, I'm sorry, Joe, but I remember back when they came out with the Elvis Presley stamp, and I said, actually, there are going to be two stamps. There's going to be one for first class mail, that's the young skinny one, and then there's going to be one for bulk mail.
Put them bunch. Thank you. Now, you, yeah, and again, you're in Vegas right now, and I know it's humming and buzzing over there, but I want to talk to you about, we don't have much to talk about because there isn't anything really going on in government. I mean, now, we've entered into, what is it, 15 days, 16 days? I don't even know how many days have been shut down. You know why? Because it's not affected me. Isn't this great? The only thing that's really great about them being shut down is the IRS isn't calling me anymore.
Right. That's, look. First of all, if you use the phrase non-essential employees, right, or non-essential workers, then they shouldn't be there in the first place. Why are we paying for things that aren't essential? That's not the government's job. The government's job is to do things that are essential for the government to do and leave us our freedoms to do everything else.
Yeah, well, yeah. Leave us alone to work. You know, they want some tax money. They can have some tax money. Just leave me alone for the rest of the stuff, right? Get out of my way and let me make money.
Right, and the proof that this is a bloated government is exactly what you just said. Here we are, more than a fortnight into it, and I'm not affected. You're not affected. I don't know anybody who is affected, and I think one of the reasons that the Democrats think they get mileage out of government shutdowns is that those who tend to be affected because they rely on government are Democratic Party constituents. So they get their own party constituents angry at the Republicans, but in reality, it's the Democrats who are causing the problem.
You know, you and I have talked about this over and over and over again, and I'm watching it play out. So you've got the stock market that is, it's on a roller coaster ride, but as I was talking to somebody today, I said, look, here's the deal. The last administration, you know, artificially propped it up, made it look like it was on, you know, it was on survival, it was, even being propped up. And here you have the president comes in and says, okay, enough of the tomfoolery, let's let it reset like it's supposed to. You know, unemployment is at its lowest rate. You can't even measure it for blacks and Hispanics. It's so low. You know what I'm saying? Businesses are opening up. Consumer confidence is up. All the economic indicators are that we're doing well. And the only thing these people can harp on is the market, how bad the market is, and it's crashing, and life is terrible. This guy can't catch a break, can he? I mean, Trump, they're not going to give him credit for anything, no matter what happens in the next 6 years, right?
Yep, except at the end of the day, when you turn to Rasmussen, who is the most accurate pollster of all, Trump is somewhere between 47% and 51%, and I am absolutely sure that includes a lot of us who hang up the phone on pollsters, who don't know Rasmussen particularly, who don't trust the media, and therefore won't. So that's what happened last time. That's why it was such a surprise that he won, was that the pollsters were only asking two kinds of people: Democrats or people who hang up on them.
That's true. And you're so right. No, I love it. It's just like this poll that went out. What was it? Obama was the most trusted or the most well-liked? Who do they call? Just the Obama staff?
Well, you have to understand, for a significant percentage of the people they question, he's the only president they ever knew. You know, I mean, for anybody who was, let's say, 16 to 24.
Well, that's true. That's a good point.
Right? So there's right there, it's skewed about, I don't know, 10%. If they're losing 8 years of people and they're only questioning people 18 to whatever. So right away, the poll is always skewed. And, you know, Trump's only served half of one term thus far. By the end of it, and it's mind-blowing how successful he is. It's mind-blowing internationally. It's mind-blowing at home with all the statistics you just gave. And as we go further and further into his administration. You know, what the left does is they engage in demagoguery. They scare people. Bush is Hitler, Reagan is Hitler, Giuliani's Hitler, everybody's Hitler, 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 don't vote for Hitler. And then 2 years into it, no evidence that he's Hitler. Well, you know, we don't even see him building the camps. We don't need, you know, there's, okay, then 3 years into it, still, no Hitler, I don't see any sign of Hitler. Then when it's time for re-election, and about the time 8 years after the whole thing, Trump will be remembered far and away and above anything that Obama will be remembered for.
But Evan, how do they really get away with calling him Hitler on a regular basis? Why aren't people pushing? I mean, that is one of the most horrific terms known to mankind. If you have any clue of what
Hitler. First of all, we have to make sure they don't mean Fred Hitler, Adolf's younger brother, because he gets tagged a lot because of the name, and he really did, you know, he was okay. But, when they call somebody Hitler, you have to make sure that who they're talking about. But the way they get away with it is, you know, remember the John Lennon song, Imagine?
Yeah.
And he says, imagine all the people living for today. Well, when you are living for today, when you don't think what yesterday was, you don't think, they don't even know who Hitler was, they just know he was a really, really, really bad guy. And anybody who's not a Democrat is a really, really, really bad guy. Because if you're a good guy, you'd be a Democrat.
Point. Yeah, that's a good point.
You know?
They really don't know how many people he murdered, what he did, and killed, and that kind of stuff. You're exactly right.
No, they just know he's bad. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all they know.
Yeah, right. And we've done it to ourselves. Look, when we come back, I want to talk about, I don't know if you know this, I had another Facebook page pulled, and I don't know if you're aware of that, okay? And it was pulled because of hate speech.
How can I not be aware of it? I check it 2, 3, 4 times a day.
I'm in it, an hour, I hope. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Evan Sayet joins me. Don't go far. Don't even heat up your coffee because I don't want you to miss anything. We'll be right back.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump takes to the airwaves to explain to the American people why he thinks a border wall between the U.S. and Mexico is needed. Trump says a wall can help keep out illegal drugs, gangs, and human traffickers.
Over the years, thousands of Americans have been brutally killed by those who illegally entered our country, and thousands more lives will be lost if we don't act right now.
In the Democratic response, House Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi says the president isn't being honest with the American people.
Much of what we heard from President Trump throughout this census shutdown has been full of misinformation and even malice. The president has chosen fear.
President Trump says the $5 billion he's requesting for border security will be more than paid for by stopping illegal drugs from entering the country and indirectly from the trade deal with Mexico. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. I know some of you are boogieing on down, so we'll have to boogie on back up into your chair so we can get going with this. Yes, you too. I know. I got it. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Guess who's joining me right now? We're back with, I got to tell you, my most favorite. If he'd come on more, I'd say he's my most favorite, so I'll say he's one of my most favorite. One of my most favorite guests, Evan Sayet. Always a pleasure to have him on with me. He is now, I won't say anything about the other book that he's going to come out with shortly, but Kindergarten of Eden, he's the author of How the Modern Liberal Thinks, and also you have the most viewed lecture on the Heritage Foundation's website. Is that correct?
Am I correct? It's accurate, but I prefer to be said the single most viewed video in Heritage Foundation's history.
Okay. I've got Evan Sayet on the line with me. He has the single most viewed video on a Heritage Web. He's got the single most viewed video on Heritage. See, I had it right the first time. Now I stopped.
No, actually, let me make you feel better. I actually screwed it up.
Oh.
Because the way I actually like to say it is the single most viewed lecture in Heritage Foundation's history.
Single most viewed lecture in Heritage Foundation's history. You got to check it out. Seriously. I sit here at night. I clean things up. I do whatever, and I've listened to it. I've actually have listened to it a couple of times. You know, and some people say that kissy-kissy Hollywood style, but that's not true. I have listened to it a couple of times. I love going to Eric.
Oh, Joe, people actually watch it annually. There are people who watch it annually. I get emails. It's something like 10 years after I gave that original speech, and I get emails every single day from people about how the speech changed their life, thanking me. My favorite story about that speech, if I may, is I get a letter from an email from this guy, and it says something along the lines of the best analysis I've ever heard, signed, and then he signed his name. And I kind of recognized the name, but I didn't know from where. So I Googled and looked him up, and it turns out he was the head of intelligence training for Lockheed Martin. So well, that's pretty impressive that the head of intelligence training for Lockheed Martin thinks my lecture is the best analysis he's ever come across. But I don't know this guy from Lockheed Martin. Then it dawns on me where I know him from. He had testified in front of Congress about this new intelligence program called Able Danger. It was the first real mass data mining program. So the guy who had helped create the most significant thing, and then here's the topper. He asks me if it's it would be okay if he came up with a computer program based on my lecture in order to anticipate terrorist attacks from the left.
Wow.
There's actually a computer program based on that lecture that is used, and now he teaches in the military.
Is it called a Say in Effect? I mean, come on, let's...
I'm good with that.
I mean, no, listen, people need to, you know, we poo-poo these kind of things. We, you know, when even the title of your book, I'm sure people looked at it and went, okay, another one of those guys. But you're seeing this stuff start to play out. You're seeing it happen on a regular basis. Before the break, I started to tell you, Facebook pulled my second page down, and here's the reason they did it. You ready for this one? I did an explanation of what the difference is between an undocumented worker or migrant and an illegal alien, and how you cannot go to court and file papers or file charges. A police report can't say undocumented migrant because there's no legal term. There's no place to put that. But a police report can't say illegal alien.
Truth.
Bingo.
Right,
oh, my God.
The truth, but the truth is now hate speech.
To your,
right? The truth is now hate speech.
Yes, you're exactly right. And that's the only reason they pulled it, because of hate speech. And I read the legalese around it and what have you. So apparently, if that holds true, apparently every federal court in this country is active in hate speech on a daily basis, is it not?
Right. And that leaves only two choices then. I either prosecute every court in America or force them to no longer speak the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason. There's no clearer language than legalese.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it is to be as clear and concise as any science, as any math.
Yeah.
And once you start to pollute the language, which is the goal of the Democratic Party, you know, in my next book, which you're free to talk about, but it's just not going to be available until I finish it, and that's just a fact. I go back to Orwell and newspeak, and PC, political correctness, is newspeak. And one of the lines in the book is something close to, do you realize that newspeak is the only language ever that the vocabulary gets smaller every year?
No.
Every other language adds words constantly. Only newspeak and PC force you to not use words that exist, and the language that you're allowed to use gets smaller and smaller. And each time it does, you get further away from the truth, because you can't articulate the nuances until finally there's nothing you can say but what it is they want you to say. An undocumented worker is a perfect example. The true term, I mean, you used migrant, but it started out, at least since I've known it, as illegal alien. Well, alien you can't say, so then it had to be illegal immigrant. Well, right away, some of them may wish to immigrate, but they're not immigrants. Some may go home. I mean, immigrant is an inaccurate description of the group we're trying to describe.
You're right.
Right. Then you couldn't say illegal. So they are simply undocumented immigrants. Now we're two words removed from the truth. Right. Then you couldn't say undocumented immigrant, so it had to be undocumented worker. Well, some of them may be working, but some of them may not be working. That is not an accurate description of who we're trying to define. And now you're 3 degrees of separation from reality. And they'll keep doing that until you get to the only thing you can say about them is nice guys. Oh, you can't say that.
No.
Nice people.
Yeah, there you go. I was going to say to you, you're being politically incorrect there.
Wait. Yeah, I'm not inclusive. I'm cisgender.
Oh, God, yeah. And, you know, and to your point earlier, it's the word racist doesn't mean anymore. And the word fascist, the word Semite or anti-Semite, you know, these things don't have meanings anymore. People use them almost as swear words, as we heard recently, as swear words, as the F word or MF words, you know. It's to get a rise out of somebody, to get somebody's attention, I guess. They have no more meaning.
And by
meaning.
The way, as our friend, I'm pretty sure you know my friend, Kendra McGowan, says, he wrote to her to complain about that kind of language. I mean, MF, that's just gender. I mean, that's gender specific.
Oh.
You know, why not parent effer? And even that parent.
How about human?
You know,
human effer, right? Is that okay?
Right.
Got my word.
Right. It's it's all about control and power, and it all comes from the left. And part of it, and I'm hoping to put this into an article shortly, but it is a major part of the book as well, which is that all of these terms, fascist and Nazi and all the horrors of communism, they all not only came from the left, they can only come from the left, because only the left believes in the two things required to pursue a utopian ideology. One being that a government big enough to enforce uniformity, because if it's not totalitarian, if it's not totally perfect, then it's not utopia. They're the only ones who believe in globalism. All right, maybe Hitler wanted his to be in Berlin, and the Democrats want the global headquarters to be in the Netherlands, or maybe out of the United Nations. But Republicans don't want to be globalists. Hitler wanted to take over the world. Nationalism is the antithesis of globalism. So only the Democrats could have brought us national socialism. Even the nationalism that is supposed to be the right-wing part, Hitler wasn't a nationalist.
No.
Hitler was a globalist. He wanted a global Germany.
Yep.
But he didn't want sovereign nations being able to decide the best policies for their own people, their own culture, their own demographics, their own geographics. Quite the opposite. You cannot be a national socialist and be a Democrat.
No, and yeah,
I got that backwards. You can't be a Republican.
Right.
You can't be a fascist and be a Republican. Fascism requires huge government.
Yeah.
Republicans want small government. As Prager points out, the further left you go, the bigger the government you want. Right? From socialism to communism. And the further right you go, the less government you want, from conservatism to libertarianism. So the extreme of the left is totalitarianism, total government. The extreme of the right is its opposite, anarchy, no government. You cannot have Nazism.
No,
if you're a Republican.
No, we got a quick break, but it's always funny because it's the National Socialist German Workers Party. That's what we call Nazis, right? And the bottom line is you can't be a Republican, and be a socialist. No, you can't. It just doesn't work. Back more with Evan Saad after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tell him about the Twinkie. What about the Twinkie?
Well, let's get back. You know what I mean by let's get back at it. I don't want to miss a minute of this guy's time. I know you guys all love him as much as I do. We are back. Evan Sayes with me. Hopefully you had time to heat up your coffee or cool down your drink, whatever it is you're doing. I don't really care. And celebrating, lift one up to Elvis's birthday. You lift up two. I don't really care. To Elvis's birthday, and so hopefully you're celebrating with lots of cake, because he would have had lots of cake. It's obvious. Look at his picture. Evan Sayes joins me, author of Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks. Also has the most viewed lecture in Heritage Foundation history. We were talking about Nazis. That's right, you heard it, Facebook. We were talking about Nazis and how they tend to lean left, not right. And
No. They don't tend to lean left. They can only come from the left. Nazism can only come from the left. And what the left has done after World War II, everybody agreed around the world that nothing like National Socialism can ever be allowed to happen again.
Right.
The left took advantage of this and went about convincing the world the evils of National Socialism were nationalism. It's not. The evils of National Socialism is socialism. Nationalism is a morally neutral term. It depends on what nation you love. Yes, if you love an evil nation, it can be a force for evil. But only loving a great nation can stop that evil. If the Brits didn't love Great Britain, they wouldn't have had the fortitude, the wherewithal, the desire to go to war to stop Hitler. Why? If their nation's not that great. Why? You know, we wouldn't have had the fortitude to stand up to communism, the spread of communism during the Cold War, if we weren't patriots, if we weren't patriotic, if we didn't love America. So not only is nationalism a morally neutral term, it's also the only bulwark against the evils of socialism. But socialism is a constant. You know, a French nationalist will believe totally different things than an Ecuadorian nationalist will. Very different values, very different policies than will a Congan nationalist. But a socialist, wherever you find them, has the same political and economic views. Because socialism is the constant. And socialism is constantly evil. One reason, most of all, because it is the platform for, it gives credence and credibility to collectivism. The idea that entire groups are guilty or entire groups are innocent. In the case of communism, it's the rich. In the case of the Democratic Party, it's the evil 1%. Right? To Hitler, it was the Jews. To the Democrat, it's white men. Groups may be different, but collectivism is the only thing that allows for all the evils. Because if you're an individual, you can't have slavery as the Democrats did in America. You have to believe that all blacks are inferior. That's collectivism. You can't have the Holocaust unless you have collectivism. And socialism is collectivism.
I'm listening to you speak, and I'm thinking to myself, they have turned this word nationalist into, you know, I'm a nationalist, I love my country, into a very bad thing. Now think about this. You have Britain that voted to become their own nation, in essence.
Well, that's
right?
The war that's going on right now.
Right.
This is a battle that's been going on since just after World War II. Only one side was fighting it. And this is why there's so many stupid people, because partly it's our fault for letting them miseducate our children.
That's true.
Partly it's our fault for letting them destroy the institutions of patriotism in America. Partly it's our fault. But you look all over the world, not just Britain, Hungary, Austria, I believe Australia as well, a whole bunch of places. This is the battle that's going on. International socialism or versus nationalism, versus sovereignty. That's the crux of this quiet world war that's going on.
And you're exactly right. And you watch what's going on overseas, you know, France and Italy and what have you. The people, and they don't have to enjoy much. They just have to taste the tip of it to see that they really want it, to see they really want to run themselves. Let's come back overseas to this country again. The gruesome twosome have got together, de Blasio and Newsom. Right? And they're gonna you know what, seriously, I mean, it's like Batman and Robin against de Blasio and Newsom, right? So Newsom comes out, and now he's gonna even be more progressive than he was when he was mayor of San Francisco.
Yep.
Anybody seeking asylum can come here. We'll welcome you with open arms. We'll give you health insurance. We'll take, I'm thinking to myself, how? And then they, well, we can go into the economics later on, but think about what they're saying. And de Blasio, same thing. He's not even talking, he's not a governor talking about the whole state. He's talking about the city of New York that's already in trouble, and now he's going to give the illegals. Yes, you heard me, Facebook. Illegals. He's going to give them my taxpayer dollars for them to have health care.
Well, ultimately, he's not going to, because here's what happens. The Democratic Party is a... how did I word it in the book? Bipolar, economically bipolar constituency. It's made up of the very, very, very rich and the very, very, very poor.
That's true.
Right? Everybody else votes Republican. And the reason the very, very rich, you say high taxes. If you're very, very rich, A, you have a very good accountant who makes sure that you don't pay as much as you should. And two, you can afford it. But they can afford to buy out of the system that the Democrats destroyed. And the Democrats intentionally destroy the system because only the poor and only the aggrieved vote Democrat. Have you ever seen a thoughtful, happy, middle-class Democrat. I mean liberal, not Democrat, leftist. All right? And so what happens is the very, very rich buy their way out of the system that the Democrats destroy. They destroy the public hospitals. So what? What very, very rich person goes to a public hospital? So they destroy the school system. What very, very rich person even sends their kids to public school? So the streets are violent. So what? They live in gated mansions or sky rises with doormen and top security. So the very, very rich don't care. In fact, that's how they keep their power. You know, the Democrats keep their power by keeping people poor and aggrieved.
But don't you love that the people screaming about the rich, Pelosi, Clinton, Obama, Waters? I mean, these are the rich, you know, talking about how nobody cares about the middle class or what have you. The Republicans
are more galling to me because I don't mind rich people.
I don't either. But don't sit there and tell me if you're a person with money how bad people with money are.
But even adding to that is the fact that one of the great differences you'll find between the Democrats and the Republicans in office, in the House, in the Senate, in the White House, is Republicans tend to get successful and get rich and then enter public service. Donald Trump was a businessman. Mitt Romney was a businessman. McCain was in the military. George Bush worked in the oil field. You go all the way back. Ronald Reagan only entered politics later in life. But the Democrats somehow enter public service and then get rich.
I just talked to a congressman who's just leaving. He got voted out. He was talking about how much money these people make in a relative.
Okay, I just want very quickly want to just correct your language a little bit. Okay. I prefer to say he was out balloted.
Oh.
Because we don't know how many people actually voted.
I know. We could do 3 hours on this. Did you hear about the judge that finally said to the LA County Registrar he's got 1.5 million that he has to take off the voter rolls?
Great. Then we got a victory.
It's great, but you sit there and you say to yourself, so when Trump said there were 2 million, you know, bad votes or what have you out of California, he wasn't far from off now, was he? You'll never hear that.
No, of course not.
You'll never hear that.
Nope.
Anyhow, all right, tell
people. That's one of the reasons what you do is so important, and hopefully what I do is so important, is that we have to be the alternate voice.
I want you to tell me why. Why should we keep doing this? We have Republicans, rhinos, whatever you want to call them, I don't care what you call them. They could have built this wall. They could have done all this work. We're sitting here screaming. I'm fighting the fascist book on a regular basis and some other things that that we had issues with, you know, that we've had issues with because I'm a conservative. Right?
Well, you know, I wrote an article a long time ago about the mathematics. You don't run to the middle, especially when you're running against the far left, because the middle, when they're that far out, is still to the left. Right? Yeah. And in mathematics, right, in business strategy, you don't put yourself in the middle because every poll shows that the further left you go, the smaller your constituency. More people identify as conservatives than as Republicans. More people can call themselves Republicans than they do Democrats. More people call themselves Democrats than they do liberal. So the further left, conservative, rather than Republican, which houses conservatives but also moderates and others, and then to the Democrats, which houses liberals but also moderates, the further to the left you go, the less your support. So the middle is even further to the right than I originally described. You want to run center-right. You don't want to run center or center-left. If you run, not you, if we, as whatever office, if we run as Democrat-right, then why not just vote for the Democrat?
Oh, I agree. And that's what they're looking to do in California. They think that's the only way they can take it back. I think they're dead wrong. But that's just
me. I think so, too.
You know, what do I know?
I'm not getting out at the moment as much as I would like to because I'm writing the next book, Countering Culture, The Left's War Against Humanity. And that's going to be...
That'd be great.
It's going to be, I believe, my masterpiece. I certainly hope so, but I have every reason to believe it thus far. All that has to be done is that, you know, writing a book is not easy. You know that.
I know. What they need to do, though, is they need to go by Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks, to get ready for your next book, to lay the foundation and the basis for that. So, well, listen, I love having you on. I love spending time with you. And you be careful. You know what Vegas is like? You could end up in somebody's room that you... Well, you probably... Yeah, never mind.
Well, that actually happened the other night.
Evan Sayet. You know, catch him at evansayet.com. Evansayet.com. Please tell me I don't need to spell that for you. Seriously. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side. Look, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. We're here all week. Don't let us go alone.